One thing on the menu for many families this Thanksgiving week is COVID tests you can do at home. Thing is, they can be hard to find, and they're not particularly cheap either. Here to explain is Catherine Wu. She's science writer for The Atlantic. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you. So let's talk about the shortage. First of all, demand, I understand, has been soaring, not just from families planning to get together like mine, but companies bringing people back into the office as well, just a lot of demand everywhere?
Yeah, absolutely. It is testing season for sure in the U.S. I think compared to last year, people are more aware of these tests. They really want them. I cannot tell you how many questions I've gotten from friends and family about testing in the past few weeks.
Yeah, your friends and mine. And then, of course, there's the supply side of all of this. And you write in your article that there are many reasons. I gather one of them is manufacturers of these at-home tests, you know, back in the summer, like a lot of us thought COVID was ending or easing. And so maybe they, you know, bet against production, pulled back a little bit.
Tests are kind of in short supply. They're certainly easier to find on pharmacy shelves and online than they were even a few weeks ago. And that's great news, but they're still super expensive. People are still refreshing web pages. And I think this goes all the way back to, you know, the FDA being really cautious about greenlighting these tests early on. And then by the time they really got around to it, you know, case numbers seemed to be ebbing in the winter. A lot of testing sites shut down. A lot of manufacturers thought, we may not need to really just ramp up production anymore. And then cases rose and they had to sort of scramble to catch up. And I think they've been struggling to sort of beat back the tide ever since.
So that leaves us on this Thanksgiving week with a shortage. Your article goes into how you kind of shopped around at all these pharmacies, which a lot of us have done as well. Now we're left with tests that are pricey. In our house, we're going to have 19 people over. So 19 people times $20 or more for a set of tests, upwards of $400 for one holiday. Is there any sense that more tests will be coming, say, in a month by Christmas, since we know the Biden administration is injecting, you know, several billion dollars into this effort?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of people are projecting that we will be, you know, in the neighborhood of about 200 million tests available per month by the end of December. But, you know, that's still a ways away. And, you know, we have 330 million people in this country. That's certainly not enough for all of us to be testing ourselves even weekly. And right now, I think, you know, you're exactly right. There is a huge pricing issue. Right now, tests are just really out of reach for most people because of the price, because of the access situation.
I've read that in Europe and elsewhere in the world, they have a lot more choices. They have a lot more supply. Any idea why?
Yeah, and I do think this comes down to regulation and sort of, you know, the capacity and enthusiasm for these tests. In a lot of places in Europe, in the UK, you can get rapid tests for, you know, $3 less. In some places, they are handing them out for free. It is a pretty sweet situation. You know, I've had friends travel recently to the UK and they came back with suitcases full of tests that have been cleared in Europe for months. And they're coming back to, you know, people saying, oh, you know, you are only allowed to buy a maximum of two tests from CVS at a time and be ready to pay $50 for those two packs. It is an enormous disparity, and I think that could get us into some sticky situations this winter.
That's Catherine Wu, science writer for The Atlantic. Catherine, great to talk to you.
Thanks so much.